You're about to meet Julianne Allen. Now, Julianne is the State Development Manager for Thermomix in Queensland in Australia. And Julianne talks about being dynamic and how to have those moments where you can rise above the challenge and be your master of your own destiny. Make it happen instead of letting it happen, because you can make it happen in direct sales.
The Direct Selling Successes Show is brought to you by Beverly Units of BU Success Coaching, your team performance and leadership development specialist in the sensational world of direct sales. Go to www.busuccesscoaching.com.au for your complimentary direct sales report on how to recognise the four customer behaviours you must know, and for the blogs, the insights and the tips for your direct sales success.
Hello and welcome to the Direct Selling Successes Show, where empowering thinking, communication and behaviour is shared by interviewing those who aspire to inspire in our fabulous direct sales channel of distribution. This is Beverly Unit here, and today I am delighted to introduce you to a fabulous woman I first met back in 2014. Now, you're about to meet Julianne Allen. Julianne is the State Development Manager for Thermomix in Queensland. Now, I wanted to interview Julianne because when I first met her all those years ago, I was struck by her care factor, her genuine care factor for her team. And I want you to meet this fabulous lady. So let's get underway with our Direct Selling Successes podcast show today and say, hey, hello, Julianne. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bev. Gosh, 2014, it's a blink of an eye, isn't it, really? It's gone so quickly.
I know, hasn't that flashed? But you know what? The listeners can't actually see us because it's a recording, but gosh, we look good.
We do.
We don't even age, good on us. So thanks for being a part of the show. I'd love to ask you a couple of questions today and really get into a little bit about what's brought you to the direct sales world, and specifically Thermomix. What's your background that brought you to direct sales, and why are you with Thermomix now?
Well, I have been in sales my whole career. I started at Meijer when I was like 14 and a half, and I honestly just moved throughout sales, you know, in retail, wholesale, pretty much all the way through. I'm 53 now. I think I've been with Thermomix 6.5 years, and I tripped over it by accident. I thought I had the job of my life. It was a fabulous job in wholesale. My husband and I had an agency business, and it really was a great job. We earned really good money, and I loved every bit of it. Then I met Thermomix, and I really just joined the business to earn a Thermomix. If I'd have had the cash on hand, I honestly wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today. Mm. It's been extraordinary. I've loved every bit of it.
Wow, that's awesome. So it actually came from a very genuine love of falling in love with the product.
Yeah, I fell in love with the product and I really wanted one, but I really quickly fell in love with the business, and I think that that's what really struck me. I'd been quite ignorant of the direct sales industry, even being in sales all my life. I'd never taken it particularly seriously, and I think I probably, you know, given myself a lost opportunity there, because if I'd have taken the direct sales business more seriously sooner, who knows where I could have ended up, or the trips that I've missed out on. So I've definitely lost opportunities.
Oh yeah, and yet the great news is that you're right here right now as the State Development Manager of Thermomix Queensland, which is an absolute wonderful role with a wonderful company. So can I ask
you? It is a great role.
It is a great role. And can I ask you, what are you most passionate about in your role with Thermomix? And what is it that really makes your heart sing?
Oh, I love people, and that's why this particular business is just so perfect for me. You know, I started in the business as a consultant. I've worked my way, you know, through all of the leadership levels, and find myself now as the State Development Manager. I just love seeing consultants take their new business and make it work, you know, with everything that life has to throw at them. I really enjoy seeing that spark of leadership in people and developing that and watching them grow in confidence and skill. And I'm pretty lucky in Thermomix. We actually are one big family, especially here in Queensland.
Yeah.
We really do call each other our Thermo family, and I just love what we get up to. Every day is different. It's always an adventure. We have fun together every single day.
Yeah, I can actually attest to that because in my role of what I do with BU Success Coaching, I have the great fortune of speaking at conferences around the world. And I've actually spoken at a couple of Thermomix conferences and workshops and roadshows. And, oh, I have to say, what a family energy it is. And also you're absolutely right with the fun. The people are out there to actually genuinely enjoy themselves and what they do, committed to what they do and enjoy it. So it's a great thing. I love it.
Yeah. I think Thermomix genuinely attracts people who usually love food, and people who love food love to share. I mean, that's not, a standard across the business. We have people come to us who don't like food and hate cooking, and they still get heaps out of it because I think they genuinely learn to enjoy cooking. Once they've got a Thermomix, it does change your life. And we're really proud of that.
Yeah, but it does come with a purpose, doesn't it? So it's the consultants when they start with an absolute purpose, like you said, some love food, some don't. So if you love food, you love to share. If you don't necessarily love food, then it's then you've come to it still for a reason. Perhaps it's been the shortcut you've been waiting for in your life, the thing that'll just make cooking so much easier that you've had to kind of land with it. So, and then you've gone, oh, where has this been all my life? I've got to share it with people. So no matter the reason. It's all about sharing.
It's all about sharing. They can't wait to share the Thermomix with others. So it comes from that genuine place of support and care for others. And they know that if they show people the Thermomix, that, one day they'll end up in someone's kitchen and a life will be changed, a family's life will be changed.
Fantastic.
And that's an incredible feeling to have, in business. It's rare.
It's a pretty cool gift to be able to give someone a life-changing moment. So I love it. So if sharing is one of the qualities that you notice in consultants with success, what would be some other qualities? What are some other attributes they bring to the table in the direct selling world and Thermomix world that consultants with success are in? Because in my experience, I'd say you would see it too, Julianne, there are consultants who have success and there are consultants who have not so much success. But what are the attributes they bring to the table apart from the willingness to share? What else would you add to it?
I would add resilience and persistence because it doesn't always happen immediately. You've kind of really got to invest in yourself. You've got to reap, you've got to build your business before you can reap the rewards. And some months it is a bit inconsistent. So you've got to get used to the ups and downs of a business when you work for yourself. So I think being able to ride those waves is a really great attribute. I think that you also need a bit of a clear vision of what you want your future to look like so you can actually put a plan in place to get there. And I think a willingness to grow, and that's what I've really loved about the direct sales industry, because self-development and that constant search for knowledge is fed all the time, that the opportunities are completely around you all the time.
Yeah.
So I would just encourage you to be open to learning.
Yeah, that's such a cool tip. You said quite a few things there. So for our listeners who are listening to the podcast show, just to recap, there's resilience, there's persistence, there's investment in yourself, there's the clear vision, the plan, but the willingness to grow. Because as you and I know, something beautiful about the direct sales world that perhaps no other industry even gives is the willingness to share information with people so you can succeed. It is about,
absolutely.
Look, we've got a system that works. Follow this system. We will help you. We will give you everything you need for success. It's up to you to learn and apply it. It's one of those kind of beautiful industries, and that exists in Thermomix with the follow the system. But the resilience is really important, isn't it? Because some people can, come to a space of fear and go for a run, or fear could stand for, face everything and rise.
Absolutely. It definitely sets people apart. Those that take that little, maybe a quiet month where they've worked really hard and they've not seen the results, and to be able to shake that off and just start the next month and know that all of the seeds that they've planted will come to fruition. They just need to have that patience and persistence to battle through.
Yeah.
Because if you do the business, if you follow the plan and you follow the process, it will happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And resilience, for those of you who are listening to this, perhaps you're driving along, perhaps you're doing something else with the podcast in the background, resilience is a behaviour. It's a learned behaviour. So it's not something that you suddenly wake up and find in your letterbox, great, resilience turned up today. It's something that you do actually learn to do, you learn to apply. One of the best ways I can give a tip for people who are listening here about resilience is model someone who has it And how you model them is you ask yourself the question, well, what would they believe? What is it they believe? What is it that they, how they hold themselves, how they, you know, how they behave? What is it that they do? So observe, you don't even have to know someone, but if you, you know, you can imagine if you can think of someone with resilience in any industry in the world and as specifically in direct sales too, what is it that you think they might believe that allows them to have the resilience? And if you start to model that, it's amazing how you can bring that in. So a little tip for our consultants from any direct sales company that are listening today, but we are chatting, of course, today with the State Development Manager for Thermomix Queensland, the fabulous Julianne Allen. So I've got another question for you, Julianne. I'm really curious.
Sure,
thank you. From a leadership point of view, we've got direct sales leaders tuning into our podcast from all over the world, as well as consultants too. Are there any different qualities you notice between leaders who have success and leaders who have not so much success in their ability to lead and influence a team? Are there some qualities that jump out for you?
Yeah, I think when I see consultants who naturally draw others to them, then and their first instinct is always to support those around them, then I look closer at them.
Yeah.
And I think that being able to communicate their vision is a really big thing, because people follow people who know where they're heading.
Yeah.
So having that really clear picture of what it is they're working towards, because a team will follow somebody who really has that picture and can communicate it well.
Yeah, it's almost like you meet someone and you think, well, who are you? What do you got? What do you stand for? It's almost like an unspoken question is, what do you stand for? So I love what you said. There's a natural instinctive energy where people are drawn to people who know where they're going, who know the strength of self and where they're destined to. So your recommendation would be for a leader who aspires for success is to get really clear on your plan, really clear on where you want to land. And where you land at the end of the month, at the end of the quarter, in a year's time, in 3 years' time, can adjust along the way, can't it? It can absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit like get sailing. It's like if you took a yacht out, you'd have to. Now, I don't sail, so please excuse me if you're listening in here and you know a whole lot more about yachting than I do, which isn't too hard because I don't know much about yachts. But I could imagine if you were going to take a yacht or a catamaran out, you'd put a sail up thinking that you're going to get somewhere. But somewhere on the journey, you've got to adjust the sail because you're off track a little bit, or the wind's shifted you in another direction you never intended to go, or the current's shifted you or something. So sometimes you just got to adjust the sail. But if you know where you're going, you can get going, can't you, and get going towards it. So it's so important.
Yep.
I love that. Yeah, thank you.
One of our cool values at Thermomix is to be dynamic, and so yeah, we're used to making adjustments as we go along. It's actually a great leadership skill to be able to adjust and move with business when it changes. So.
I love that word, dynamic. Tell me more about that. That's a core value of Thermomix.
It's a core value for Thermomix, yeah.
Yeah.
And it, I think it just, you know, we know that business doesn't stay the same, and we wouldn't want it to, because, you know, a business has to adjust, it has to recalibrate depending on the environment that it's in. And a lot of businesses are frozen because they aren't able to do that. But Thermomix is far from that. We're incredibly dynamic. We shift and change depending on our environment, according to our customers and our consultants.
Yeah.
And we make those changes when we know we have to.
Yeah. And you're talking about the energy from a leadership group and an education space and a training and coaching space too, because the one constant dynamic that stays through with Thermomix is the quality product, a reliable quality product that will always deliver what it's meant to
Absolutely.
Be delivering. Yeah. I love my Thermomix. I actually believe it's just as valuable as my oven, as my fridge. It's one of those core things in my kitchen that's like, well, you know, I go to my cooktop oven, that sort of, you know, cooking area every day.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't I go to my Thermomix? And of course, I go to my fridge every day, more than once a day. So it's just like that to me. It's one of those core ingredients in a kitchen. Yeah. So in fact,
I truly believe that one day in the future there will be a Thermomix in every single kitchen. That's something that no family could ever not want a Thermomix in their kitchen once they know what it can do.
Funny you say that. I was mulling over in my mind the other day, you know, the next time my husband and I build a house, my kitchen would be designed to have a space for my Thermomix. just like your designer space for your cooktop. So, yeah, it was quite interesting. Anyway, that's me having a moment. All righty. So now, Julianne, because you've come through from basic consultant level through to the next leadership level up and right through, I'm curious for you, have you ever had a patch in your business? And I ask everybody I interview this. Have you ever had a patch in your business where you had nothing in your forward plan? You know, a bit of an empty diary, you know, it was just sort of like nothing there. Has that ever happened to you?
It has, absolutely. You know, back in the day, I think it can happen to us all. But I would just really recommend you go back to basics, like go back to those people that actually started with you when you started your business, that circle of influence, we call it, that we all kind of start our business on, and get them to help you reboot your business. You know, have a special event thanking them for supporting you so far. Make it all about them. Be persistent and look around at what other people are doing. I know that I once held like an Indian dinner party for my top customers and they all came home and we cooked Indian and we ate Indian, and it supported a new cookbook that had come out, but we just reconnected and they got excited and re-energized about Thermomix, and before I knew it, my business was up and running again. So
I love that.
I think just go back to basics.
Yeah, I love that. I love how you went to the people who love the product and invited them into a moment where you could share the product together. So for anyone who's listening, no matter what your product is, and just jump onto the gold that Julianne's just shared with you here. So in Julianne's example there, I asked the people to help. I got them back in. I did an Indian dinner and reignited the passion for the product. For a start, like reinvigorated that, and we all had something in common sitting there, for example. And then you simply ask, so who do we need to share this with? Who do we need to get this out to? And suddenly your business is reinvigorated again. That's gold. That's an absolute gem, Julianne. And it's all about going back to basics and igniting the people again with the energy of the ones who already love it. Love it. Thank you. What are the biggest challenges that consultants need to get over, get out the way of? Are there any kind of like issues or challenges? I'm speaking generally in direct sales that you notice that people experience in direct sales, that they make it into an issue for themselves, but really there's a path through. But what are some of the challenges that people may come up against, and how do they get through them?
Sure. I think direct sales is all about flexibility, but we have to manage that. And families don't always love a business when it's taking you away from them. So you need to manage yourself and make sure you're including them in the business so that they can see the reward for effort and they actually become your partners. Because it's really easy to let your diary manage you and you not manage the diary, and putting the family on the back burner is never going to work. It's got to work for both.
Yeah.
So really being flexible but still being firm around family time, whether you've got little kids or it's just your partner, I think you've really got to make sure that you don't let it take over. It can be really addictive because especially when you're successful, it can be addictive.
Yeah.
So it's being able to fit both in.
I love that. I love that as a real key tip for anyone who's starting out on their journey, because not only do we have consultants and leaders listening, but we have customers or potential customers who have not yet stepped into the world of direct sales. And it's a great tip if you've just heard that. Look, I often say to people, to the people that I'm chatting with and talking with at the industry at conferences and roadshows and festivals and all sorts of things, I say your direct sales business is not your life. It is your vehicle for a great life. So what Julianne's saying there about making sure you include the family and make sure that the family is part of the success. And it really is a family business, isn't it? And when you look at Thermomix, it's a product that does good for the family, and then the career does good for the family. So it's about involving your family and saying, hey, if you've got little ones, mum's going out tonight or mum's going out today, and when mum does this, this and this, we can go for a picnic in the park, or, you know, and you'll have your kids coming home going, mum, what did you do today? You know, what did you get any bookings, and did you get this and did you do that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, getting the kids involved, yeah. And one of the things I've often noticed too, Julianne, is, and I'm talking about any direct sales business here, where sometimes consultants start out in direct sales world and it's quite foreign to families. Like you said yourself, you'd never even noticed it and didn't even know it existed. So, you know, they might have a partner that thinks this is a little hobby. Or and for with great love and respect, you know, this will be landing with the people who know who I'm talking about. They might have a significant other in their life who says, oh, you know, this is a little hobby and it's not an actual job, and they're at them to go and get a real job. They're constantly at them. My tip for that kind of energy, that challenge that you might be coming across if you're listening today and that's you, is to give yourself a timeline and say, you know what, I'm going to really apply this and this is what I want to expect. And involve your partner in the timeline, because quite frankly, what they're looking for is the income coming into the family and family home, family resources. And if the income was coming in, the conversation wouldn't even exist. So engage them in a plan with you and say, look, I'm an apprentice right now, and to become a technician and to become a master, I've got to be the apprentice. So allow me to be the apprentice for the next 6 months or 12 months and stick with the program. So, you know, Thermomix has a successful model for a system for bringing you through and bringing you through to success. So allow yourself to be the apprentice. There's a space where you get to a technician, then there'll be a space where you get to a master, and there, you know, as you build your income, but put a timeline on it and ask your partner to be involved in that respect. Would you say that's a fair kind of observation, Julianne?
Yeah, I would, Bev, and I really love how you definitely equate it with the apprentice and the technician and the master, and I use that now in my training because I think it's just a great way to explain that the more cooking experiences they do, the more skills you learn, the better you get at doing the business, and you definitely reap the rewards. Can sometimes, and it depends how many you do, you know, how long it takes to actually build those skills. So go hard in those first couple of months and really build your business up, and then you will definitely see the results.
And follow the system, folks. Just follow the system, direct sales has a system for success, so follow it. Now a great question for you, and I do like to ask this of our anyone I interview on our Direct Selling Successes podcast show, because the people I'm interviewing have something in common, and you tend to be a lifelong learner. So you tend to be somebody who loves to learn, and it's even more than that. You take what you learn and you give it to someone else that they can flourish too. So I wonder if there's some advice, perhaps a mentor in the past or current or in years gone by, decades gone by, previous working lives gone by, that still resonates with you today. Is there something that now and again, and there could be a whole lot of them, but is there something that comes to mind that you think, nah, that's landing with me right now, and I often share that?
Yeah, I always say, and I obviously I've heard it, it's make it happen, don't just wait for it to happen. And I think that the direct sales business is just such an amazing, you know, opportunity to do exactly that. You know, you are master of your own destiny, and that's what I've always loved about it.
Yeah.
It's one of those opportunities where you can work as hard as you want, make this business a career or definitely an income, support the family, or just get out of the house and you know, have some shoe money. I mean, it's really whatever you want it to be, but it won't happen unless you actually step out of yourself and make it happen.
That is so true. Do you know there's a percentage of people who wait for things to happen? There's a percentage who let it happen. There's a percentage who make it happen. And there's probably a percentage out there who don't know what happened. oh, I don't know what that was. Yeah, but you're absolutely true. Let's make it happen, because it's all there for you. Fantastic. What about a customer focus tip? So in your experience of building a successful direct sales business and now teaching the skills to others, what would be a great tip, a general tip in direct sales about taking care of the customer? What's your focus for the customer?
I would always make it about them. So if every single communication that you have with a customer comes from that genuine place of support or service, I don't think you can go wrong, because it's not then about what they can give you, but what you can give them. And I always say, take the sale out of the equation, build the relationship, get that connection, and then everything else will fall into place.
I love that. That's a heart space of service. And you cannot, for those of you listening, you cannot possibly be disingenuous about your heart space of service. If you are genuinely caring about the customer, it will land. You can go right ahead and trip over your tongue. You can blurt out some words you didn't mean to say, but the energy that will come across will always be about the customer. And that's gold. So get into a heart space of service, and then that's all that's going to land, isn't it?
It is, and I think that's probably a top tip for those follow-up phone calls, which sometimes scare us, you know, completely. If that call is all about what you're offering them and not the expectation that they're going to give you a sale or an order, then it makes that call so much easier to make.
I love that. I love that tip, because if you are having a moment, those of you listening, if you are ever having a moment of that old thing of fear that sits in your heart space before you make a call, then I want you to recognise that you cannot possibly be thinking about your customer, because I happen to be an NLP trainer and I love the brain and how it works. And I'll let you know right now, your brain can only fire one neural pathway at a time. So if you're firing thinking about self, and you're doing all the energy about self, you cannot possibly be thinking about the customer. So, yeah, great tip. Thank you. What about a team growth tip, just to inspire someone listening? If you could inspire them to think about, well, what is the energy that attracts people? What is the energy that helps expand a team? What is it that you could inspire someone with there, please, Julianne?
I think you've got to remove all assumptions. You know, I've seen so many different types of people benefit from our business in so many ways. Mm. You know, there are no limits. There's no age barriers. It's flexible, family friendly. You don't have to compromise on being a mum to have an income. I've seen professionals step away from careers to have the freedom and flexibility that direct sales offer. So, you know, retirees, empty nesters, they find friends, sense of community. I just offer it to everybody. I think that we often stop ourselves from offering because we assume that they won't be interested.
Yeah.
Just ask everyone.
That's a great tip, because the judgment filter that floats into someone's mind and a story they tell themselves with, oh, they wouldn't want this because, you're that good of a mind reader, goodness me, you're in the wrong business. You should have your own psychic TV show, you know. So really, open to all generations, isn't it? It's really, you know, it's not even about just Gen Y or just Gen Z or anything like that. There are so many generations that Thermomix can make a difference to as a career and as a product. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. So if
and what's the worst that can happen? They get a Thermomix and they know how to use it.
Yeah, and you've just given yourself back the quality of cooking time. You got your life back in your kitchen, in your home, and your family time. So, yeah. What's the best way to get started in Thermomix?
Well, number one, I think you need to see a Thermomix cooking experience so that you can see what our business is actually built on. Mm-hmm. And then if you're really keen to know more, there's always business information sessions. They're held regularly all around the country.
Yeah.
And we'd really welcome you just to, join us on a business information session and find out a little bit more about how the business would work for you. And they're available face-to-face or on Zoom.
Yeah, so that would be like a go and make an informed decision, a bit of a fact-finding mission, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah. And so how can people find out more information about Thermomix? Where's the best place to start there?
Oh, I think you could start with our website, so www.thermomix.com.au, or you could call us on 1-800-004-838, because we've got lots of passionate consultants and leaders all around us. Australia, who would love to tell you more about what it's like to join the Thermomix family. So give them a call.
Yeah, and if you are listening from another country, because our podcast goes worldwide, can you just say the website again, please? Because then even if they contact you through the website, they can be connected with their country anywhere. So the website
is www.thermomix.com.au.
Yeah, so if you are listening from another country, you've got the choice of dialing in, of course, but most importantly from another country, go to the www.thermomix.com.au. There's a connect, contact us section there where you can actually connect. If you are from another country, they'll put you in place with the Thermomix people in your own country, which is fabulous. But if you are but if you're listening in from Australia and New Zealand, you've got the 1-800-004-838 number that you can call. So that's fantastic too. very exciting. Hey, Julianne, it's been an absolute pleasure sharing a little, half hour of chit-chat here with you because, like I said to our listeners way back at the beginning, when I first met you back in 2014, what stood out for me was your genuine, authentic, I care about my team energy. And I just want to congratulate you on that and just say well done you because that in itself has led you to the position you hold now as State Development Managers, Thermomix Queensland. Because Thermomix is caring about the family and the people in the leadership positions genuinely care about the Thermomix family. So well done to you.
Thank you, Bev. It's been an absolute pleasure. I love connecting with you. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for your time today, Julianne. And so fabulous people in our direct sales world out there, our consultants, our distributors, our leaders, our managers, no matter what your direct selling successes, direct selling company is, you've been listening to the Direct Selling Successes Show. And it's an absolute pleasure to have your company for about 30 minutes or so every week as we have a fabulous interview with somebody who aspires to inspire other people in our wonderful channel of distribution. So if you're finding our podcast for the first time, we do have a podcast website at www.directsellingsuccesses.com. So be sure to subscribe. If you love direct sales blogs, you might like to tap into myself and my business. It's BUSuccesscoaching.com.au. Now, for those of you really clever, you'd actually pick up that BU is two things. It's actually my genuine authenticity about being yourself in what you do so you can always connect and help people grow. But BU also happens to be my letters, my initials. So it's Beverly Unit here from BU Success Coaching. And I'd love to remind you to always, always go ahead, BU.